Today we're going to talk about the top four criticisms against infinite banking. So let's just start out right off the bat. So number one, high cost of whole life insurance policies. So let's break this down. They say that there's a high cost of insurance policies, but let's look at this. So I've got a friend that owns a dental office, and he was working for a dentist, and he loved it. But then he decided he wanted to own his own place. And so he took out a massive loan and went and started his own place. You know what? The first year, he didn't make much money because he had a huge loan. He still made money, but he had a huge loan. The cost of ownership can be really, really high. It can be really, really low. But there's a cost to ownership. So what we're doing in Infinite Banking is we are making ourselves our own bank. This dentist spent that money because he wanted to be an owner. Okay, there was a cost to owning the dental practice. There's a cost to banking. So you can save up $20 million, wait 10 years to get a charter and start a bank. Or you can start your own bank using a properly structured whole life insurance policy. And you can have your own bank that way. And have in that situation, you're going to have a bank that makes money every week, every month, every year. And you're going to recapture all that interest that you were paying to whoever when you pay those interest. So is there a cost to infinite banking? Yes, there's a cost, but there's a cost to everything we do. There's a cost to ownership. And if I want to be an owner, that's one of the first things I've got to do. Okay. The next thing, the number two, there's a slow cash value accumulation. Building significant cash value in a whole life policy is a slow process, often taking a decade or more. The slow growth means that policyholders may not have substantial cash value available. So this is where the whole thing, if you hear me saying, the properly structured whole life insurance. So I want to end this. Understand that a IBC policy, an infinite banking policy, is not for life insurance. Life insurance is a tertiary benefit of having an IBC policy. The whole purpose in an infinite banking policy is for cash accumulation and warehousing this cash. All money has a place it has to reside. Why not have it reside in a place that's going to grow interest, that's going to have uninterrupted compounding, okay? So here's where this is not necessarily true. The reason it's not necessarily true, so when we properly structure these things, we want to structure them to where there's a low death benefit and a lot of cash accumulation. So when I put that cash in there, I've got a large portion, just even in year one, that I can access to that cash. Okay. So, and then every year after that, when I put money in there, I've got access to that cash because of the way that we structure these things. Now, here's the thing you have to understand. This is a savings tool. And just like the cash that you put in a savings account, it will accumulate as we go. But if I were to put money in a savings account at a bank, and I say I get, you know, 2 or 3% a year. The thing with that is I gain 2 or 3%. But I've also got to pay taxes on that. When I gain interest in an IBC account, I don't have to pay taxes on that. It happens over time. Just like anything good, it's going to take time. But the beauty of this is it grows, honestly, like a retirement account, slow and steady, but you can use the cash. So if I want to have a policy and I have $50,000 in the policy, even if I have it in year one, I can pull that cash out. It's still going to grow, and I can go use that cash to make more money. I can't do that in a retirement account. So this is where like it kind of checks all the boxes as like the ultimate savings tool. And I do accumulate cash over time, but I'm not accumulating it, you know, right now in the account. Now, here's the other thing. Say over a decade, usually break even in the ones we properly structure about 6 or 7 years. But that's not counting us paying ourselves back with interest in these accounts. So today our sponsor for this episode is a company called Nips Media. So I get to work with David Nips. He's the one that owns the company. And what David does is he helps us with paid ads, whether it be Google or Facebook, Instagram. He does that because God's honest truth is I don't want to have to worry about all the changes that are going along with that. And so we've been working with him for a while, and he does a wonderful job for all the things that we do, whether it be our food businesses, our short-term rental businesses, infinite banking, all that stuff. So he does a wonderful job with that. The crazy thing is we recommended it to Carrie Foster, who is a former guest on the podcast, who runs a fast pitch softball business, and he's helping her massively. Jenny McCarty, who owns Five Oaks Farms up in North Alabama, he's working with her now, and he has catapulted their businesses also. Look up nipsmedia.com. We'll put the link down there. If you're looking for someone that can help with paid ads or anything else with marketing, David is wonderful. It's worth the call to set up with him and just see if he can help you. So an IBC account, the way we structure them, they're a 4% guaranteed, 4.5% guaranteed rate because there's a dividend there and it never stops growing. That's the thing. You're secure and you have this warehouse to where your money is always going to reside. So that's number two. Number three is the potential for high returns with alternate investments. This is so true. So I hear this all the time. So critics argue that like the investment vehicles such as stocks, bonds, real estate can offer higher returns. That's true. But understand this. Infinite banking is not an investment tool. It can accentuate your investments, but this is not an investment tool. This is where savings dollars resides. We're not talking about investing dollars. So I have savings dollars and I have investing dollars. I have dollars that I put in the market. I have dollars I put in real estate. But I also have a place that I warehouse savings dollars. Okay. So there's an example. So I put money into the alternative income fund that we own. We have this money. We put money in there. That money goes out and it works. And we invest in house flippers. And then we get the return. We take the people's money and we give it back to them. So we have an investment, okay? I hear it all the time. I can get a better return if I put my money in the S&P 500. You sure can, and you need to do that. But you also have to have savings tool. This is a place where you keep money that you can't afford to lose. So understand that you've got investor dollars and you've got savings dollars, okay? Even if you're not an investor, you have to have a place to put liquid dollars, to buy cars, to pay for vacations, whatever. You're going to save money up. So if you say, I want to pay cash for my cars, that's great. So you're going to work for however many years, save up 30 or 40 grand, pay for a car, and then get back to zero. Let's put that money in an IBC account. And then so that money, when it gets to 40 and I pull it out in a bar, it's still working on $40,000. It's a deeper conversation for another day. But understand this, all investments, all wealth creation strategies have different pieces to the puzzle. Investments, savings, liquid dollars, living dollars. Okay, those are the three main places. IBC is the savings portion of where you can keep these dollars. Okay, last thing, last criticism of IBC is that people say there's a complexity of risk management. Okay, meaning I got to commit to doing this. You're darn right you got to commit to doing this. I agree. Here's the thing. Infinite banking is not for everyone. It's just not, okay? The biggest thing I hear all the time is Dave Ramsey says it's bad. You're right. Dave Ramsey says it's bad. But I want you to know that the people that Dave Ramsey talked to probably don't need to be doing this, because a lot of the people that Dave advises and talks to are middle-income earners that have debt and they're trying to get out of debt. And listen, Dave Ramsey is an absolute G when it comes to like that ecosystem of people. If you're in debt, he's got one of the best strategies. He does. Infinite banking takes discipline and it takes a plan. And if you're not very disciplined and you can't follow a plan, this ain't for you. So I may have struck a lot of people out with that statement right there, but it's not, okay? It takes long-term thinking, it takes discipline, and it takes a plan. Okay, if you don't have all three of these, then this is not for you. Okay, IBC is about savings and financing the things of life. So it's a savings place, but everything we do is going to be financed. Everything we do is going to be financed. Okay, everything has to be financed. So why not use your infinite banking account in order to finance all those things? IBC allows you to take control of that banking function in your life, so that you don't have to pay the bank or pay a mortgage company or whatever. So these are the criticisms of IBC, and these are great, but I'm just going to tell you, we just debunked a lot of these things. Infinite banking has to be taught. It's got to be something that you understand and learn and are educated on how to use it. Is it for everybody? No. But if you're an investor, if you are a high income earner, or you're a business owner, you can have your own bank. I mean, you can. You can create your own bank. And if you can create your own bank with an infinite banking account, we'd love to help you. My email is thomas@thomascox.co. If you have any questions, if you like this video, please, you know, give it a thumbs up, subscribe to what we're doing, because we'd love to help you. If you want to see more about infinite banking, please, we'd love to hear more about it. Thank you, guys.